Hi, it's David Kaosin at WTF at TFW.
Awesome.
Hello, everyone. This is Vangelis with WTF at TFW, here with the WTF at TFW podcast here on TFW 2005, where you can find the WTF at TFW subforum and links to the WTF at TFW podcast downloads here on TFW2005.com. Here with me today from the WTF at TFW podcast is Aaron.
Hello.
And also here with me today from the WTF at TFW podcast and also a poster on TFW2005.com is Lupus Convoy.
WTF is up with all its self-reference. Wow.
Yes. WTF at TFW is up with all the self-reference. And finally from the WTF at TFW podcast, also a poster on TFW2005 is Omegas Prime.
Episode 50 of, what's the name of the show again?
WTF at TFW on TFW2005.com, where Aaron is in fact also a poster on the message board of TFW2005.com and the WTF at TFW subforum.
Yes, you mean this isn't the Smodcast?
No, it's not. Didn't you know that?
It's impossible to Google, though.
It is, and it likes to be referenced on Twitter as some poor fellow named TFW. We're a Transformers podcast, though, and we're going to talk to you today about Transformers. And we're going to open up with a topic about the United Kingdom, the Auto Assembly Convention. If enough people pre-register for this convention, and they get just high enough numbers, there will be a chance that Neil Kaplan, the voice of movie Long Haul and R.I.D. Optimus Prime, there's a chance that he may show up at the convention. So,
video game Long Haul.
Well, that's really the only Long Haul.
Yeah.
He didn't. Well, did he say anything in the movie aside from "Urgh!" or something like that?
He said when the missile hit him.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it's interesting. Neil Kaplan hasn't been at a convention that I'm aware of for quite a while, and it'd be great for the UK guys to get a chance to see someone from that short-lived era of Transformers media. Had a very interesting cast: Peter Spellos and Wankus being two prime examples of very unique characters. Who were doing voicing for that show. You guys, I'm curious, would any of you, if you had the money, decide to go to Auto Assembly in the UK in order to up the chances of meeting Neil Kaplan? Aaron?
I don't know if I would go just for Neil Kaplan. I'd go if I had the money, however I don't, so it's not something I'd even think about.
You could go and...
Random question scares me!
You could go and continue your interview with him.
Yeah, what have we finally found it? Like a year and a half old interview from early 2008?
Yeah.
January.
We did an interview after the movie came out, and there are a lot of questions about that, and then all the standard voice actor questions, but...
How do you get into voice acting? Lupus, just a yes or no, do you think you'd go to Auto Assembly purely for Neil Kaplan?
No, not purely for Neil Kaplan.
All right, by your own request, I was keeping that one short.
Thank you.
Lupus, you see, is in the middle of a sex coma, so he couldn't deliver too fast an answer on this question, but, you know, come the next topic, I think he'll be more... he'll be more adroit, a little bit more...
Adroit.
A little bit peppier, so for now, we're letting him relax, even though,
see,
you know...
Now that the source works...
Yeah. I still can't remember that word I was trying to remember before. Omegas, would you go to Auto Assembly just for Neil Kaplan?
I would have to be the biggest R.I.D. fan in the world, and even then, I do not think I would cross an entire ocean to see this man.
But would any of you guys be considering going to Auto Assembly if you had the money? Like Aaron, you said you would. For other reasons. Lupus, what about you? Would you want to head over to the UK and meet some of the UK fans who can't make it to the States?
Oh, definitely. But, honestly, I'm self-serving, and I'd probably want to funnel that money towards, like, TFCon or something. But
no, they're just Canadians. Come on.
Ouch.
what's that?
Lucky, I almost said Candadians, but...
Candadians.
It's alright, you're the car guy from... Well, I can't remember what the title he gave you was.
Purdue.
From Purdue, there you go.
Purdue, yeah.
Well, I have to remember your lines.
That was just me showing how he, you know, he's all like, oh, what's Canadians? I'm all like, yeah, what's, I can't even remember where you're from. What's that? Omegas, how about you? Would you be considering going to auto assembly just for fun, or did I ask you that already?
No, he didn't get to me yet. It'd be cool just to go, because I rarely get to go to conventions, especially Transformer-related. And there's some guys in the UK that I am fans of that I would very much appreciate meeting.
Yeah, that...
Twin Twist?
Oh, Twin Twist.
Oh, yeah, right, right up there.
Twin Twist still owes me a risotto that he said he would make for me, like, years ago. I just want to say
it
right
now. I still owe him two beers from BotCon 07.
But is two beers greater than a risotto?
Of course.
Shut up.
Especially if it's a really good beer.
I guess. Yeah, there's a bunch of people over in the UK that, through YouTube primarily, I've gotten to know who I'd love to go meet up with, because it seems that, like, oddly enough, most of the very prominent video makers on YouTube are from the UK, and they're all meeting up at Auto Assembly. I'd love to go and hang out with some of those dudes, but...
like Kal-El?
Yeah, Kal-El and Andy. Oh, well. I Love Mess. I want to meet that guy in person, because he's freaking awesome. And Time Lord, who also recently just had his nuptials and looked extremely happy in his last video.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, there's a lot of people I'd like to meet. Just, again, it's the question of money and travel. And I know that a couple of those guys would love to meet Neil Kaplan, and that'd be another reason for me to go. If I was able to go, I'd be like, well, if I can help you meet someone you really want to meet that you haven't seen yet, you know. Neil Kaplan, by the way, was a couple voices in the recent Revenge of the Fallen games. He was Longhaul and, I think, a Protectobot.
Yeah, that's according to IMDb. We all know how trustworthy that can be, so.
Yeah.
Right. Now, do we actually, do we know the number that he is requiring to come worship him? Hey, I'm just cutting through it. We're all thinking it here.
Omegas was making a sardonic remark with his usual cutting sense of wit, that's all. Because we all love and respect everyone involved in all these conventions, etc.
In our news story, at least, it has very close to the magic 500 mark.
Oh, 500.
That'll make it the largest European Transformers convention. So, maybe if they break that number, it becomes a deal, or what? I don't know what's going on.
They've also got Ian Corlett and Greg Berger showing up there, for sure. So there's a bunch of stuff happening. It looks pretty interesting. Like I said, if I was in the area, I'd love to go. But I'm over here, so... Unfortunately, I can't. And they get Nick Rosch, too, and that really makes me jealous, because I like Nick Rosch. I guess we can move on to our new picks at this point, unless we have anything else we'd like to say about Auto Assembly or Neil Kaplan. Lupus? Anyone?
No.
Nope. Still in the sex coma?
Pretty much.
Ah, no worries. Let's do our new picks, and I'll start off with Omegas Prime!
Ooh, I get to start, so I'll start with the good one and bring up the mystery RC figure.
Yes, what the hell is that?
I don't know. It's got legs. That's all I care about at this point. It has 2 feet.
It's got really just demented proportions all over, and I mean, like, demented for the motorcycle bots. It really confused me. Until I saw the not for sale, I actually thought it was just a knockoff.
I'm really not sure what to make of it. I'm assuming it's a little bit mistransformed, since apparently some guy just got this randomly as a gift, and of course, early Chinese, no instructions.
Yeah.
Randomly, but, as a gift.
Yeah.
Just a guy, you know.
Just a guy.
His friend found it at a garage sale. It's all innocent.
Maybe like a fast-action battler?
I'm thinking FAB, because it's got some parts that are simplified compared to the normal RC bots. I mean, her spine is internal, for starters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it looks... there's elements, like the feet definitely look FAB-ish.
Yeah, that seems to be the going theory right now. There's a bunch of people saying it's the Human Alliance Skids RC, but a quick glance at a picture will kind of disprove that.
size of a world's smallest.
What's really funny is that I think Fort Max posted a picture of the Human Alliance RC to say, this really clearly isn't it, and then immediately someone posted, I'm guessing they hadn't checked the thread, they said right afterwards, I think it's the Human Alliance RC, and I was kind of like, haha. Everyone's ignoring it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's very definitely not the Human Alliance RC, unless, like, the picture on the box is beyond ludicrously mistransformed. It's interesting, though. I think Fab is definitely a likelihood, although it does seem to lack the, I guess, the Fab trademark of a huge spring-loaded gimmick.
Oh, no, I'm looking at a spring in it right now.
Oh! Apparently it has a spring-loaded gimmick, making the Fab theory more, more possible.
It's actually a very nice alternative for those who actually like their RCs to stand, you know?
In my toy fiction, she's going to be RC's twin sister. Sorry. No, wait.
No, that's already taken.
Damn it. I don't know, I'll come up with a name. But anyway, what, the baseline of it is that it's going to get awesome and sexy. So there you go.
You're just disappointed that you don't have four bikes with wheel feet.
I am, and I'm really sad that this one clearly doesn't have a slot flap either.
It could be like one of those. It could be like an Overload, where she turns into like a big rocket launcher for the combined mode.
That's right, a big rocket launcher. yeah, I don't know. It looks pretty interesting, but I guess we got to see. We got to wait and see where it goes. And if it is an official movie product, that means it's basically a colored prototype of something that we didn't see at BotCon, and that adds more hope that there's a lot of toys out there we know nothing of so far.
Oh, yeah. Well, it does seem to have not for sale written on one boob.
Ah, I can dig that. That's the kind of tattoo I'm into. Yeah!
I'm not making anything out of it. I'm just indicating where it's located.
But you showcased it, though. You totally showcased. You're all like, yeah, there's not Boobs! For sale. There's not for sale on a boob! You were totally looking at me, like, at my name in Skype, and you were all, like, eyebrows waggling up and down. I could tell these things.
Okay, I'm minimizing Skype now.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know what's right, but it's right! I think that the hope it gives me is that maybe there are a few more Deluxe/Voyager Constructicons out there somewhere. Because I think a great number of us are really hoping for Scrapper. The, you know, dude who's actually pretty bipedal and humanoid looking.
Go figure.
Lupus, have you got a new pick?
A pick of picks. I am going to go with the high-res images of the robot hero scenes.
Ooh!
Because that Fallen looks so damn cute. And he's got five fingers instead of six, which the Voyager seems to have, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
But how many toes does he have?
Not enough.
An immeasurable number.
Never enough.
It's like a fractal pattern. The closer you look, the more you see.
Yep.
So if he's the really kiddie robot hero's version of the Fallen, does that mean he's just called, like, the tripped or the shoved?
The stumbled.
The,
Yes. I agree. Yeah, I agree entirely.
He didn't betray the primes. He stole their pudding.
That's right.
He stole their pudding, huh?
Honestly,
that's why he's got orange all over his hand. It's butterscotch.
He gives me the same vibe as the superhero squad Doctor Doom. It's just like, it's so wrong, but it's so right.
Exactly. The one part I don't like about it is the very altered perspective vehicles, where it looks like if you put white on the windshield of Ironhide, just put on two little black eyes, I'm sure he'd fit in with a Cars collection of some sort. But yeah, it's nice to finally see some large figures come out that we were promised earlier.
Yeah.
And if they continue on with this and maybe they bring back the G1s, there might be hope for some really large figures like Fort Max or Scorponok.
Yeah, or
wink, nudge, nudge, Hasbro.
Or Devastator, please. And Omega Supreme, even.
Yeah, or Supreme.
Well, Supreme is a given. There has to be a Supreme in that line's future. Which, oddly enough, takes us to my new pick, because I'm going to do this before I get sniped. Another piece of fan art from Radicons. This was some drawn art. I don't know if you guys have seen it, so I'll send you a link as I'm talking. But basically, it's a piece of Supreme fan art based on something that we said. And the pose Supreme is in and the way he's saying it is just perfect. This is by Blitz.
Oh, no.
This is by Blitz Dot. And it's Supreme basically in a power pose pointing down at us, the piddling demons of his feet, saying, "Pelvis first! Perfect. It's how you get laid!"
Oh, God.
And I really like it. I want it to be my wallpaper. God.
Right click, save as.
So I had to share that because it was great.
And mascot obtained.
Well, he's.
I'm still waiting on it to load here. Oh, there we go. Nice.
Yeah, I think he did a great job with it. So I've got to give huge props. Huge, mungus props. Aaron, what about you? Have you got a new pick?
I was kind of kicking through and not... Where did it go? I don't know. Nothing that was really screaming out to me over the last couple of weeks. There's just not...
Maybe there was another Father's Day card or a birthday cake topper? Yeah.
Really, the only thing in the first four pages of the front page news that kind of popped out to me is Alternative Megatrons, but...
Mm-hmm. Oh, we found out Robot Adventures did up a nicely buzzed video review that a lot of people didn't like, but I still love him. and he showed where the swords go in vehicle mode. I've been wondering about this whole time. They just clip on the bottom of the car, basically.
Ah.
So they don't get integrated into the transformation, which is a shame.
But yeah, beyond that, it's not...
I had four picks lined up.
What about
a few more, because...
What about Gear of War 2? Another picture of the blue LED crack rifle.
Yeah,
Bumblebee shoes!
I'm sorry. No, this week nothing really popped out to me. See, that's the thing of new picks is... Yeah, there are shoes that are Bumblebee on them, but now I'm not. I have shoes that are basically falling apart, and the reason why I don't get new ones is because they still go on my feet. I'm not.
You're not going to get some designer Bumblebee shoes? What? It struck me as
crazy
the sort,
talk.
Man.
Easy collection toys. That's kind of interesting, but...
That's alright. That leaves us more time to cover the copious amount of hauls we have coming up later on.
Yes.
Ba-ba-ba-bum.
See, I'm trying to do something for the show here.
Something else really copious would be the amount of money Revenge of the Fallen has made so far. Much to the pleasure and or chagrin, depending on how you take this, of members of the fandom. Revenge of the Fallen has pulled in, how much is it now? Like 175 million? Something crazy like that?
Last time I saw a number, I think that was like the domestic... was 175, and international was like another 110 or so.
Domestic total as of July 1st, 239 million. Worldwide, 474 million.
That's a lot more than 175.
Yeah.
It just goes
apparently
to show
I underestimated
that people,
it.
It just goes to show how much people really like their RoboPorn.
Yeah.
Indeed. Especially me.
Which, the thing that would be nice, in my opinion, would be to have newspapers and whatnot go back and look at their various reviewers that critically panned the movie, or some of them that I was on Rotten Tomatoes and saw that Rolling Stone, of all magazines, their reviewer, I think, may have even refused to give the movie a grade because it was so terrible, supposedly the worst movie of the decade.
Apparently none of these people watch Twilight. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. And I'm not jumping on a bandwagon here. Twilight was an inept movie in script, in story, in character design, in directing, and in downright technical filmmaking. Twilight was a failure. It also made tons of money, which sadly obliterates the idea that making lots of money means a good film. But I'm sorry, I really got to vent that, even though I might have done it on the Revenge of the Fallen thing. This movie was not worse than Twilight, and to hyperbolize that somehow Twilight was better, you are wrong, sir. I'm sorry, you are dead wrong. And I like talking about the parts of the movie I disliked, but to somehow say Twilight was better, that is actually wrong.
Yeah.
And that, I don't know.
Well, it's just one of those things that goes to show that, you know, what studios think or what reviewers think a good movie makes is not the same as what the public think a good movie makes.
Well, this transcends whether or not it's even a good movie. This just goes into outright, this is like saying, you know, even, like, let's put Revenge of the Fallen as being somewhere between, like, a banana peel covered in feces and a giant brick of gold that shoots lasers, all right? If it's anywhere from 0 to 1 million on that scale, it's still better than Twilight. In every sense. It has better acting, it has better technical filmmaking, it has better plot, it's more exciting. I'm sorry, guys. I really, and I'm sorry if you like the Twilight film, but this is something I'm going to have to make a stand on. Twilight was, is, and will be one of the worst films ever made in more than one sense. So, I had to vent that. The levels of hyperbole being used to bash Revenge of the Fallen, which is a very bashable film, are becoming ludicrous. And to bring Twilight somehow to a higher level than it is especially as a film critic, if you can't see how Twilight was a technically inferior film, I'm curious what movies you watch, is what I'm going to say. This is Vangelis from the future. I just wanted to clarify, because it seems I pulled a Roger Ebert there. I don't mean Twilight being good as though, you know, you enjoyed it or not. I mean good in the sense of on the checklist of things that, in terms of filmmaking, constitute a good, let's say good capital D, so G-O-O capital D. That is a different word, which means that a film was according to the baseline standards by which a movie would be made, it is made well, would be a G-O-O capital D movie. But yeah, I feel kind of bad about that, and I was going to edit some of that out, but, I'm going to leave it in, and if you take, issue with what I said there, then I do apologize, and if you, want to punch me in the face, I can direct you to many excellent sites where you can create a flash game using my face, and you can hit it. Anyway, let's get back to the podcast. So... Yeah. Anyway, again, I'm sorry if you like Twilight, but Twilight is for very good reasons, one of my personal kick toys as far as films go. And, I had to get that out there.
The movie is well on its way to breaking records. There are three or four different, you know, the made-up records, kind of. It's the largest opening IMAX ever, the second best 5 day, the third best Wednesday, or something like that. So it has a whole lot of big money numbers, and even now, just a week and a couple days into it being out in theaters, it's already made its money back. So,
yay,
raw.
Yeah,
or its box office has been
If I may just clarify, because I know what the knee-jerk response to something like what I just did would be, no, I don't think Revenge of the Fallen is the best movie made this last decade. I just want to clear that up, too. Because that often seems to be the response. I don't know. It kind of bothers me, the levels of hyperbole that people get into about this kind of thing, when there's far better things to hyperbolize, like Twilight. As much as I'd love to derail the podcast into how much I loved watching Twilight for all the wrong reasons, I'll avoid doing so.
What makes this even funnier is the wife and I have an extensive road trip coming up, like 16 hours on the road one way. And one of the things that she's convinced me to help her do, and to also kill the time, is she has a bunch of books that need read so that she can decide if she wants to use them or have them in her library at school. And the one that she tricked me into, oh, it's kind of a bigger book. Would you mind reading it for me? Oh, sure, I'll read whatever. You know, what is it, Twilight?
I'm sorry.
OU.
Well,
I'll be praying for you.
Okay, not to take this even
don't
further off
to
topic.
Burn it. Burn I've heard books.
I've heard two-way reports. I've heard some people say the book was better than the films, and I've heard some people say the films are what made the book's story palpable because at least you were watching people doing hilariously bad acting. Tell me what you think of it. I don't know.
Yeah, I've come across that a few times. Is there's a movie that's just like, oh, God, and then you read the book that it was based on or from, and it's like, well, okay, well, I can see where somebody had a good idea, and it went terribly, terribly wrong.
Yeah. So. Also, I open the floor. If anyone can explain to me how Revenge of the Fallen was worse than Twilight, please do so. I'm curious to hear your theories.
Because it's Michael Bay, and all Michael Bay does is explosions. And,
yeah, can anyone even name who directed Twilight? No? There you go.
Well, The Fallen didn't sparkle in the sunlight, so it was a worse movie.
And may I add that Twilight's director and crew commentary is only more indicative of how horrible that movie was because they were complaining about doing hard things like using a dolly.
Wait,
anyway,
what?
It's more Twilight bashing. I should stop. I should stop.
No, no, no. Keep going. Keep going.
Oh, what's this that you sent me? Oh, yeah. I'm not even going to start. Okay, here's another technical problem with Twilight. Overexposing every single shot to make everyone dead pale to the point where the sun reflecting off of Bella's cheek actually blinded me from my television. Another problem, technically, with Twilight. Anyway, unless anyone else has more, money talk, I guess we can point out is if you didn't like Revenge of the Fallen and you're kind of unhappy it's making all this money, the bright side is that a lot of this money it's making will very likely be funneled into whatever the next Transformers project is in some way, and, maybe it'll be one you like. So, silver lining
Animated
there.
2?
Exactly.
Please?
Or Universe 7, or whatever number we're at, 7.348.
That works for me.
just skip to like Universe 7 or 8 so we can start getting Straxus and things like that.
Yeah. Let's move into what we got this week. I'll open up by saying that I got nothing. So as far as I know, we have at least two large hauls, so I'm going to cover the one that I don't know about yet, and that's Omegas. Did you get anything this week?
Since last we spoke, yes, I got a great many things.
So that's three large hauls we'll have to go through now.
Oh boy, here we go. I didn't have a BotCon, I had a MetroCon. And I'll go through this quickly because apparently I annoy fellow podcasters by going very long-winded with these things.
No, you don't. Timing you.
Not,
stopwatch
you know,
first.
Not
snap, click!
Like long-winded, like certain openings to certain podcasts.
Exactly.
See. Transformers-wise, I picked up Music Label Soundwave, blue version, Encore Ironhide, the Mega SCF Hot Rod, Revoltech Hot Rod, Starscream, and Megatron. And for some random reason, just because it was there, Transformers issue 31, the infamous Car Wash of Doom. I saw it, and I had to have it. The plastic addict thing has gone to my head completely at this point.
Well, have you read it?
I've been resisting.
Oh, you won't resist for long.
I have to witness the evil. Yeah, I picked up a bunch of other things. A Vegeta figure, a bunch of Final Fantasy VI keychains, and the things that only Vangels here will care about. A Kiva bike and figure combo, and two Gal Gaigar model kits.
Woot! Yes, those are the, what company did the Gal Gaigars again?
Aoshima.
Aoshima, yes. I've heard many things that Aoshima's basically done a lot of kits of Brave figures that turned out pretty well, and apparently the only downside was the durability. But that just means you have to actually treat it like a model kit, not like most Gundam kits nowadays, which can be treated lightly like a collector toy.
Mm. Well, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to assemble it and bask in the glory of Gal Gaigar.
Excellent.
But see, while I was in Tampa, a friend of mine, Joe, actually, what he got me was stuck in traffic for 40 minutes that made me miss one of my panels at the convention.
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, yeah.
People would get me traffic.
No, but he also gave me my Revenge of the Fallen Demolishor.
Oh, nice.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Let's see. And as far as this week goes, since Target was nice enough to have a sale and a coupon at the same time, I went ahead and picked up Skid, Soundwave, Sideswipe, Wheelie, and Chromia, based solely on the slot flap.
Nice.
I mean, literally, I'm looking at, like, Breakaway and the preview Bumblebee and the repaint of Brawl, and I'm going, slot flap. Get the slot flap.
I gotta say, though, I've heard that that repaint of Deluxe Brawl is actually really nice, because apparently they fixed his cacked-up shoulders.
Yes! Yes, that's a, I want that repaint solely because I didn't want to pay $40 for that color scheme, and I kind of like the color scheme.
I like that deluxe toy when his shoulders work. So if they fixed it, I'm all for it.
Uh-huh. See, also, I got two quick donations I got to shout out. Shumworld off YouTube gave me Armada Laserbeak.
Oh, I love that toy.
He gave me a bunch of extras that are now up in the sales thread because, unfortunately, I already had them all, and he didn't tell me that he was sending them. So if anyone wants a Neo Dead End, it's in there.
Right. And
here's where I get in trouble, because X2K also donated something to me, a Micron Legend Laserbeak.
Oh, cool. And that's where they look identical, isn't it?
Good God. Yeah, the little strap is a little bit longer on the Takara version. That's about the only difference.
I love that.
Obviously bitter.
We got to change this somehow. We'll add, like, 2 inches of fabric. Hooray!
It's not even the fabric. It's the little dangly thing that you actually lace it onto with.
Oh, wow. How inconsequential.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't normally ask. See, if someone ever offers me a donated toy, I give them like 2 or 3 weeks, and if I don't see it and they don't respond to me, I go, oh, okay, I'll open that one up again. So, Shumworld was unfortunately very, very late in sending his Laserbeak. So much so that the other one got here just a day after it from the Philippines. But that one also had a World's Smallest Hot Rod in with it, which was actually really cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's my second, so any trades? Anyone? So nice, I give away these things people give me.
I guess we can move on to Lupus, who I believe we can congratulate for something.
What was that?
I think we can give you congratulations for something.
Oh, yes, I got married on Tuesday.
Yeah, you kind of just, you know, got married on Tuesday.
Yeah, it was a big, just, okay, do you want to go get this done? Yeah, sure, let's just go get it done. So,
yeah, I don't want Chinese. Do you want Chinese? Oh,
I got married? Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty much one of those deals. But none of the stuff from this haul is actually from any wedding gifts. This is actually still leftovers from my birthday.
We should pause here and just go, dude, congrats!
Congratulations, man.
Well, thank you.
Hope you two make each other very miserable in the future. Happy. Happy.
In the future, we're already there.
Happy.
Sex coma.
Pretty much.
That was Aaron's, by the way, not mine. Sex coma was Aaron's.
Even though you're just using it incessantly.
I love it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What were we talking about again?
What you got?
Your sex coma.
Your sex coma, yes.
Wow, well, way to go for the explicit tag, but...
Nothing explicit. Yeah. Sex is in the dictionary.
I meant, never mind. Anyway.
It's not like we were asking specifics about your sex coma.
Good.
What caused it, how long it took, etc.
Yeah, what was the actual point of unconsciousness?
But these are questions you don't have to answer if you don't want to, of course.
Yeah, I might prefer it, actually.
Okay. Anyway, back to what we got this week. This is all leftover stuff from my birthday and from the New Hampshire get-together. So a lot of this stuff wouldn't have happened if I hadn't gone to one of those, and I highly suggest, you know, go to the forums. See if anybody's doing a get-together or organize one yourself, because it's really great to be actually part of this community instead of just being a lurker like I tend to be. But we went to Best Buy last Tuesday, and my dear sweet other half tricked me by saying that we were going to go pick up the new Batman Arkham Asylum game, which I thought was out, and just to stay in the car and read my comics. So being a good little boy, I did so, and then had a small little package thrown at my head at mock speed. And I'm like, wow, this isn't a video game. No, happy birthday. It's the only thing you're getting in from here on in. Okay, what is it? And I look at it, and it's a nice, shiny, new 32-gig iPod Touch.
Oh,
which
wow.
Which probably nice, made nice. Me cry, break down, go, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. Which
did,
I probably
did
got
it survive
the,
being used as a projectile?
It did. I probably got the, you're right, you're not worthy. You're right, you're not worthy. After that, at the little get-together, which was held by Big Bad Boombox on our boards, him and his missus got me a Decepticon hat and a Samurai Prowl, which was really sweet. And then Optimus Scourge gave me a Cliff Jumper animated, whatever they are, the push-button Transformers.
Activators.
Thank you. Well, the entire time we were doing the, hey buddy, what's going on? Hey, what's with all the food?
Them.
Jeez, I found Dirge and they didn't have Cliff Jumper. It made me cry.
Well, now Dirge.
Anybody has a spare Cliff Jumper? PM me.
And then PM me.
And me.
I called it first. Dibs. Dibs.
No, I had second dibs. Second dibs.
The fact that I'm not editing it to sound like I had first dibs should speak highly of my character and should make people want to send it to me first.
No, you got to send it to me first. I hurt my arm.
That's my gag. I hurt my arm first.
Yeah, but if they send it to you, they're going to have to like disassemble it first, Omegas.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You get to put an activator back together.
No, no spring-loaded gimmicks, no.
Let's see, what else did we get? X-Junkie was kind enough to give me, with his wife, of course, gave me a copy of Leader Optimus Prime. And please don't say truck to robot, because, oh my god, it took me literally all day to figure out that you have to disengage the chest pieces to get it to fold in. And then his wife also got me The Left Hand of Darkness by Ursula K. Le Guin and a new cookbook. And then he also gave me a used drop shot to help round out my waning needs for the Universe Collection.
Ooh.
And then Motormaster and Nightsaber Amy hooked me up with a copy of Banzaitron, Alita 1, Razorclaw, and Skyquake. And I also managed to get my hands on Chromia, and my last birthday present was a complete collection of the anime Fushigi Yuki in all the DVD releases.
So clearly you won your birthday. Geez.
I won my birthday. Woo!
And then at the end of it all, you went like, hey, let's get married. All right.
Yeah.
I thought you said there was a Burger King on this road. No, there's a wedding chapel. All right, let's go.
Yes.
To you? Yes, to you? Yes, congratulations. Woo, let's go get ice cream.
Lupus, I think you've had what we call a good couple weeks.
I think so.
That's awesome. Many congrats on all fronts.
Thank you. So what did you get, Aaron?
Yeah. Tell us.
On the non-Transformers front, I picked up iPhone 3GS.
Woo!
Ryzen screwing with me.
So everyone now, Ryzen, except for me, has the friggin' iPhone or iPhone Touch or iPod Touch or some iteration.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. I own nothing starting with an I.
Yeah. Well, I had been kind of resisting it. I mean, I like the iPod that I had before. I had a 3G or a Nano, a third gen. Mm. And I liked it. It's a good little music player. And, decided I was going to change carriers because I was tired of Verizon, and locally AT&T has a 54% market share. So most of the people that I know locally that I call a bunch are already on AT&T, so I was going to do that. Went and kind of looked, and I knew that the new 3GS had come out, and I kind of looked at that, but looked at a bunch of other phones too, and I'm like, well, everything, you know, that I kind of wanted anyway out of a phone was the iPhone, and then Seth and Gog iPhoning it up at BotCon, I think, is probably what put me over the top.
Yeah, do you know who needs a sales commission? Is Seth and Gog, because...
Yeah, God.
Holy crap. It's like, oh, but, what's an iPhone? It's just a phone. You touch it, it does stuff, and you hang out with them for, like, even just a day. And it's like, oh, it also does 8 million other things. Oh, now I kind of want one.
Yeah, exactly. Which then it was great, because the day that I got it, Dad was having a barbecue or some get-together. A bunch of people were there. And I got a phone call and pulled it out and answered it and whatnot. And Dad goes, oh, so you finally bit too, huh? So he was trying to show me all these apps that I had to have. And
exactly.
I'd known from talking to Dad, I go, yeah, but here's the one that you can't have. And I turned on the little compass that comes with it, and he just looks at me and just goes, screw you. Goes off back to, like, poking at the meat on the grill, like doing something important. So apparently he really wanted the compass feature that he can't have since he has just a 3G. So also, finally, the oft-talked-about G12 candy toy came in.
Nice.
And so I've spent probably the better part of the evenings for the last week putting together these guys. I'm up to the G9 formation.
Excellent.
And it's starting to get definitely into the ludicrous space. However, I've realized throughout the course of the Power Rangers thread that I managed to get the special G9 one with the metallic-y stickers, so all of the stickers have a little bit of extra sheen to them. However, the other four aren't anything special. They're all flat stickers. I opened up one of them just before sat down to do the recording here. And so I've got a whole lot more assembly to go. I've got another four of those little boxes to put together, and then I can do the G12 and have this ginormous, massive thing that my wife keeps commenting on how ludicrous it is. Each three combined, she thinks they're neat, but the nine of them standing here together, I rattle it for the mic here so that I'm rattling something.
I know that sound.
So that she's like, it seems like a five-year-old designed it, because it starts out pretty good, and then they just keep adding stuff and more guns and stuff on top of the guns, and then more and more stuff until it's past the point of being useful, and it's just crazy stupid.
That is a very accurate description for the G12 design, oddly.
But it gets bigger and cooler each time, and she doesn't understand that.
Does she not watch enough Sentai?
No, she doesn't watch any. So
the G12, though, that one really does break the limits, even if you like Sentai. There's a lot of people who went, like, this is too much. I can't handle this.
Yeah. So then, to Transformers, I managed to find, on the night of the viewing of Revenge of the Fallen, had a couple of coupons and a gift card or something or other to Kmart, so I ended up getting a Human Alliance Bumblebee.
Bastard!
just the beginning. Oh, and I really dig him. I'm not quite sure about Sam's head, really, his face.
Is anyone quite sure about slightly. Sam's head?
Yeah. Love the battle mask face for Bumblebee. In my opinion, that almost makes it worth it in and of itself. The only big air quotes issues are the kind of springy chest where the two side pieces of the grill that pull out and rotate to give him the Bumblebee chest are both spring-loaded. Mm-hmm. So if you hit them a little bit, they want to go back to their default car mode. And
something worth noting is I think PR has done a lot of modding on that toy on a low level modding just to fix up some things, and I think he figured out a decent fix to at least alleviate the worst of that.
Yeah. Well, mine's not too bad. If I get it posed, it stays, but if I'm messing with it, it pops back out, which basically ends up meaning that when I do anything with it, I just don't screw with the chest until I've got it how I want it, and then I pop the chest to where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice. I really do like the human rider integration more than I thought I was going to. Except for on his gun arm, it really should, the elbow should almost be the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like Sam is on the opposite side of the arm from the way that the elbow bends. So he can only go for a straight arm, not like a maybe a bent arm would pose a little bit better. And it's same with the other arm with the little like flip over almost a mask-ish type of weapon thing. But all in all, a good toy. I haven't busted Sam out to see how well he fits in alternators. Somebody, it may have been Piaz's video that I saw where he compared it to, compared to how he fit into Mirage. I was thinking about trying to do that for the podcast and see, you know, be able to say, oh, it fits into this other stuff too, but I've been stuck with a certain Sentai toy. But, what else? Picked up The Fallen. Gotten the chance to play a little bit with Gogs at BotCon. Still kind of the same feel. I've got him with his, like, middle arm attachment thing, which does severely limit his posability, but makes it a little bit more interesting, I think, for something to pose, because that's the way that he is in the movie, with the extra, like, soft plastic webbing bit.
Yeah.
His action features of the, like, the pop-out energy stuff, I'm not quite sure what it's trying to do, because that's not anything that was in the movie. It's just, like, hey, we have some space here, let's fill it with something. And I think it was said in the other, I'm not big on an alternate mode that's just an alternate mode type thing, where Fallen never really transformed, so I don't know. I can dig that he's more poseable that way, but is some of the things that it's like his hands, I wish something better was done with that instead of like the 9-8-fingered hand or 6-fingered hand or whatever.
The 6-fingered hand of doom.
Yes. And the toes on the toes for more toes. I'm just going here through the stuff on my desk here. Actually do have mud flap now. No door issues.
So no, it seems like that's the norm.
That's all you, dog. Yeah. I like it. He does match up well with his brother. I'm still trying to figure out what sort of pose I want. I think I'm going to do the fist bump thing from the movie for the display shelf.
All I'm going to say about mine is mine also says tracks on the back, and all this has done is give me impetus to go hunt down the one that says mud flap on the back.
Yeah, that got me, because I have a production one, and it says tracks, and I see the mud flap one, I go, ah, that was the movie.
Variant!
But, yeah.
Hartman it up like it's 1999.
Yeah. And then, just yesterday, I think, I picked up Voyager Megatron, which I liked better than the Leader Megatron that I owned for all of 3 days before returning him, because he was broken.
Oh.
The Tanka Jet is definitely the more movie accurate of the two, which I think was the leading initiative for me to like the Voyager more. I think I kind of prefer the color scheme of the Leader a little bit better than the gray with silver paint, but he makes for a good toy.
Mm-hmm.
I especially like just leaving the backpack part flat with all the things out looks much more aggressive.
Yeah, I like how his backpack kind of gives him some nice options for the robot mode.
Right. Usually you can fold stuff down and kind of compact it up, or you can make it just massive, kind of angry, skittery something.
Deathbot powers.
Yeah. Deathbot powers, okay. Ravage. Lady Kitty, which the wife liked until she saw the movie. And then I guess realized he was a bad guy. Something about all black and the Decepticon didn't quite key her off, I guess. I don't know. That's another one that's just been talked to death already. And then, Dune Runner and Scalpel.
I hate you so much.
Dune Runner's cool with his, like, little Gatling gun rifle things over the shoulders. Very poseable. I like him better than the Dune Buggy guy that was the Deluxe. last time around?
Yeah, Landmine.
Landmine. Thank you. Just cool. Another good, just basic that does what a basic toy needs to. He's just a nice little poseable guy, easy enough transformation. Good for a cheap toy. Mm-hmm. And then the Doctor. Creepy. The only thing I think that would have made him better would have been his legs. The way that they're set up, you can't get a good, solid, like, on the points of the feet. You're always kind of on, like, the outside edge of the feet, so you have to be a little bit careful how you set him down, especially since he's kind of front-heavy. He's kind of apt to want to take a nosedive. But what would have made him better at the deluxe size, because I think a deluxe size would have put him a lot closer to being, like, almost, you know, one-to-one scale.
Oh, that could have been cool.
For additional creepitude factor. You know, because
you look at him and you're like, he could crawl onto you while you're asleep and shove booger creatures up your mouth.
Yeah. And plus, because then you may have actually been able to get a play feature in as a microscope. Whereas now he has, like, the binocular microscope thing that has light piping through it, but you can't do anything with it. So it could be, like, a larger-sized real gear type of robot. And even with this transformation, I think it'd be pretty close, because he actually, like, flips around twice in the course of his transformation, it seems like. Between his base pieces and whatnot. But it's... He's good and fun. And creepy looking.
Nice. I hope he shows up here soon so I can stop harboring such resentment to everyone who has him. Coolness, we all got lots except for me. Sad. But I got an intermission, and I'm going to play it for you all now!
In lieu of an intermission, I just wanted to say again that I feel guilty about smacking Twilight around so much, and I wanted to let you all know that I opened myself up to abuse from Twilight fans and aficionados. And I also open up my franchise's movies to abuse from Twilight fans and aficionados. So let them rip, Twilight people. I do feel bad, and I want to give you all hugs. This does sound sarcastic, but I can assure you that's just how I speak. I feel bad because our own movie is coming under so much fire, and I'm like, oh, that's all hyperbole. Let me hyperbolize on your movie! So, in return, please feel free to abuse me as you feel is necessary. If you aren't a Twilight fan, though, you're not allowed to. So if you want to abuse me, you also have to prove to me that you're a massive Twilight fan. The offer stands.
We're back, and we now have the single greatest piece of news about the third Transformers film that we could possibly give to you. It's been confirmed, apparently, that one of the greatest actors from Transformers 2 will be returning. The one and only, my balls, Ramon Rodriguez, will be coming back in a meatier role as the returning Leo, owner of whatever that website was.
The real effing deal.
The real effing deal. So!
FTJ, baby. FTJ.
FTJ, that's right. How my balls. I know that I am extremely excited about this, and I'm beyond the moon, flying over the rainbow, that this deep and beloved character is returning with more of his hilarious antics. So I'm going to go through the list so you guys can talk about how much you all love Ramon Rodriguez. So let's start off with Lupus.
I'm so excited, my web browser is a quiver with anticipation.
Isn't it? Isn't it?
I didn't really like the character nor the actor that played him.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm an evil bastard. I really am. But I didn't like him. Didn't think that he actually contributed that much except for really bad humor, which, I mean, I don't know. If the media role is to really have him back up to Toro's character and be like a disciple and not be so damn annoying, then yeah, I think it'd be kind of cool.
But he's got to, at some point, say, my balls. Otherwise, he's not the Leo that we all know and love. Go ahead.
Like, grabbed him in mid-transformation to, you know, get him out of harm's way, and he threw him, and he accidentally landed on a handrail and split his balls. Perfect time for it. And I would probably laugh at his pain.
Well, man, just to remember that word that it took me until now to remember, surely you can agree that Leo was the most irreverent character in
his ineptitude, yes.
Yes, and clearly Transformers 3 will only be better off with his returning countenance and behavior.
If he gets squished, yes.
Omegas, back me up on this one. I know you love Ramon Rodriguez.
You know what? I am really looking forward to seeing more of Leo, both in the far future as well as the near future. In fact, I am really advocating him for a Human Alliance figure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll say I'd probably pick like Demolisher or Scavenger and give him like a little riding place right underneath his treads.
Yeah, he can hide out there and get his balls crushed and go like, my balls.
Well, you do it with, like, a larger version of Demolisher, and then you can actually watch him go around and around the wheel and flatten and flatten and flatten.
On his balls. Has to be on his balls, because then he goes, my balls.
Yeah, that's the sound chip.
Excellent.
My balls!
Would you be doing a Plastic Addict review of that?
I could do a Plastic Addict just on Leo himself.
Awesome.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to that.
Provided he is made of plastic, so I'll have to check his surgery records.
He's from Hollywood, I mean.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, Aaron, I'm sure you can back me up on the undeniable fact that if Ramon Rodriguez does not get an Oscar this year, clearly the Academy is biased and should not be trusted.
No, not really.
What?
The only thing I could hope for is that he actually gets tased in the balls.
As long as he gets an Oscar, you know, then we're all good.
Jeez.
Maybe if he goes up on stage and somebody comes out with an actual taser, not one of the fake light-up ones like they use for the movie, but like a real one, and just goes, nyeh! Then yeah, okay, cool.
What should be like his thing that his fans do all the time? It's just like, hey, bro!
And not left cheek, left cheek, left cheek. It's,
my balls.
Exactly. It's like, no.
My balls. Yeah, I don't know. I guess the only other place to go with this one would be if for some demented reason one of you guys didn't want Ramon Rodriguez to return in a prominent role with his irreverent behavior in Transformers 3, what would you want him to do, Aaron?
I don't know.
Get his own spin-off sitcom?
A spin-off sitcom of what?
Leo!
Stevens?
Stevens.
I don't know.
Thirteen-week series about how many ways you can scrape him off the asphalt.
Come on, it could be called, like, It's Leo! With an exclamation mark on the end.
Yeah, no. No, I don't know. His character in the movie seemed to be just something that was to foil Simmons a little bit. And so maybe if he was there as, like, his apprentice or something or other, or pal or whatever, I can understand that. But this whole second movie was a big bonding experience between him and Sam, but it's one of those things that's, I don't know what he would contribute.
I don't think he really bonded with Sam. He bonded with Simmons. He bonded with one man.
We're talking about running over Ramon Rodriguez with Constructicons and wanting him to be squashed in the next movie. But God forbid I make fun of Neil Kaplan one time.
That's Optimus Prime.
Well, given that I think we've discussed Ramon Rodriguez as much as we possibly could as normal human beings, we got one last thing to do today, and that's our listener Q&A. Eh?
Oh. Yay!
So, we've got two questions, and neither of them were given to us in any kind of audio form, so I'll just read them. First question is from on_A_Warpath. he'd like to know where our usernames come from. I think
pick me.
I think that the odd-numbered team actually answered this once, which is part of why I wanted you guys to do it, but I can't actually remember. I think I've answered it before. It's the long story about a Counter-Strike clan, and I just thought Evangelist sounded cool, and then I cut the E off, and later found out some jerk musician stole my name, and went back in time. So, Aaron, where did your username come from?
Oh, God, it's the first one of the baby book. Years.
The old username of AKSMTH was just kind of an amalgamation of my name, of my real-life name, of Aaron Smith, where it was back in the Juno days of, free email, back when emails was the cool, hip thing to be on the cutting edge of. I went through a bunch of variations of my name to be my username because I didn't want to be A. Smith 299-117224-1-2000. And so it was AKSMTH. If somebody knew me, they could figure out my name real easy. And it was just one thing that odd combination of letters wasn't taken anywhere across the internet, so it just kind of stuck. And it's only been since BotCon that I decided, hey, I've been doing this podcast thing for a while, and I'll just go ahead and change my board name on 2005 to Aaron. But everywhere else, I'm still Axmith, because it's not worth changing.
And we'll all remember the Axmith. Lupus, where did your username come from?
I got sick one day, and no.
It's never Lupus.
It's a variation of the fact that I like wolves and I liked Optimus Prime. So I just combined Greco-Roman Lupus, meaning wolf, and then convoy. And it's too late to change it, because I get lots of jokes about the, oh, you must really have lupus. That's a convoy I don't want to be a part of. Ha ha ha.
You just say, no, quit watching House.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. And Omegas Prime, a.k.a. TJ Omega, a.k.a. the Plastic. Where did one of your usernames come from?
Yeah, should I pick one randomly, or...
Let's go with the TFW one. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, let's stick to that one. I use Omega everywhere, just because I'm really uncreative when it comes to names. So, once upon a time, when I first signed up, I had this, story idea in my head that I've since rewritten about 1,000 times. And I had my, Omegas Prime character, and the whole thing was supposed to be, this big play-in where even my name was promoting this big epic story I was writing, and then I never finished the first chapter.
Awesome.
So it just kind of sticks, and you know what, I'm kind of... it's kind of not worth changing, unless you want to keep mixing up my YouTube and TFW names on the air.
Oh, well, I do it constantly, so, you know. I don't know why I keep doing it. I think I'm just, I'm gelling too many things together in my mind nowadays. To me, it's all the same internets.
It's a little separation.
So I hope that answered the question of where our usernames came from, on _A_Warpath. We also had a question from Kevin Is Prime on YouTube.
There will soon be a Revenge of the Fallen spoiler!
I'll just read his question message aloud. Hey TFW guys, I recently got 4 new Transformers, including Ravage. I managed to come up with a little Beast Wars-based fan mode where he's bipedal. The problem is, his tail ends up looking like a dong. Could removing the tail destroy the epicness of the toy? Is his question. He also asked, with Mudflap, do only the stolen Chinese versions have door leprosy, or is it a few at retail because he bought them and they haven't popped off? It seems that Mudflap generally has solid doors, for all you people buying them now. He also adds, also, you guys rock, keep up the hilarity, 11 dots, and then truck to robot, in all capitals. So...
Another guy not getting a beer.
Yeah. his general question is, on Revenge of the Fallen Ravage... Would removing the tail wreck the look of the toy?
Warning, spoilers ahead!
Well, Bumblebee did it. How'd that go?
Well, that pulled his entire spine out, so that did kind of wreck the look of Ravage, I think.
Well, you just stick like this like gooey green thing on the end of the tail, and you kind of have like, no, that's like his real transformation in the movie.
Exactly.
You know, from like a jaguar thing to a scrap metal and spine.
This is the spoiler section. Blah 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 blah. Yeah, I personally think removing the tail would remove a lot of what makes that toy look really cool. To me, anyway. I don't actually have it yet, so I'm kind of, you know, this is all me making assumptions, but it looks to me like the tail's a big part of his spikiness, and his spikiness is a draw of the toy. So I'd say removing it wouldn't really help.
So it's not like tail dongs are new. I mean, I've got two G1 Predacons there. They're very proud of theirs.
Excellent point. Excellent point. It's like an homage, then. To have a tail dong. It's very G1.
Absolutely.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I think that's all I really got. Anyone else have something they want to add? Or generally, are we thinking removing the tail would only really...
It all depends on... I mean, if there's a way to remove it and get it back in, because, I mean, already the last two sections of the tail pop off rather readily, so is there some way that it could be just tucked up or set aside?
Tucked up?
Well, I mean, the toy itself, when he transforms into his, like, atmospheric entry mode or whatever, the tail curls underneath the toy. And it pops off here as I'm fiddling with mine.
The multiple contexts going on here are making this very amusing to listen to. I just want to mention.
I do it for the listeners. I don't know. It's the tail definitely does add something to the toy, but I just don't see if you're going through the process of modding it, if there's not some way that you could mod a pop-off joint up at the base of the tail or something.
Mm.
So that you could have your cake and eat it, too.
And I definitely am into eating my cake when I have it.
It's a lie.
Except for now, you're not supposed to eat a whole lot of cake, right?
That's right. Mm. That's right. Coke Zero, though, is fine. If anyone doesn't know what I'm talking about, go check my Twitter or something. Anyway, we hope that answered your question. Kevin is Prime. If anyone else has listener questions, ideally we'd actually like to have them posted in some kind of form, perhaps even on YouTube, with tags, so we can rip the audio out and actually play the audio on the show itself.
And we can actually find it, even if it takes a month to do so?
Yeah, if you do, you know, put one up on YouTube, tell us as well. That also really helps. As far as I know, the one coming up next week, I don't think any of us actually knew about until, like... How did you find it? Did you just randomly find the thing, or...?
I don't know. It was, like, in a related video. I just happened to glance over at the right time.
So weird, yeah. I mean, like, we don't actually, like, search WTF at TFW on YouTube ourselves all the time. So if you want to make sure we get your question, do tell us if you put it up. Otherwise, we'll have troubles knowing it's there. Other than that, I think that's all we've got this week, so thanks for tuning in, everybody. I haven't really got anything to add except that I've spent this entire podcast figuring out a good artillery mode for Mixmaster, and I'm actually quite happy with it.
Cool.
So, Aaron, Lupus, Omegas, did you all have fun? You guys ready to enter a sex coma?
From Tail Dogs.
We're getting that one.
Yeah, I'm going to break out some warm chicken. We're all going to tie towels around our mouths, and we're going to get into a nice joint sex coma.
Right. I'm going to take a rain check.
Do we get tail dogs?
Only if they're removable. Oh, snap. Literally. Oh, I went three layers with that one. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. That was Vangelis, Aaron, Lupus, and Omegas, and we'll talk to you next time on WTF at TFW.
And all that up, and what the f- Get me, but you got some badass perpetrators, and they're here to stay.